And this time we'll go nationwide.
Yo, but what about the Dallas?
The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
He's giving the man his due. Let him play out a little bit.
I don't throw shots
across the bow.
That is old school.
I don't take
H-town.
Pot shots at others. I just show love.
That is back in the day when it all first started.
You're right. Houston, I didn't know the song. I'm not even going to act like I knew it.
I'm interested. Nestor Carmona said, don't tell us who it is. Let us see if we can figure it out. But this is original H-town. Hip hop. I don't know when he cusses, so be careful.
Yeah, I was going to ask you earlier about the screening
version.
Process.
Yeah, this is the dirty version. But, yes. So, if you don't know, I'm sure some of you guys don't.
Back somebody.
Yeah, this is OG style. Catch them slipping. All right, you might want to fade it down for it, cusses. I think it's coming. Oh, that's good stuff.
So, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but the Rockets, as we mentioned, play the Lakers. They're pretty much the worst they're going to do, I think, is three. There is a great battle going on for four in the West, but the powers that be, and you and I have talked about this for the last week or two, struggling. Golden State last night, in case you did go to bed at a decent time, had to come from behind to beat the Sixers. And I know they've got some injuries.
Shame.
That's not a good sign and a good look getting ready for the playoffs.
I know, and I like that, you know, when Durant went down, everyone was like, including some of us, and, you know, here we're, it's the Golden State. They were deep before. They're going to be fine without Durant. And I think what you forget is that they lost some key pieces to their depth.
I've been saying it all
when
year.
When Durant
their bench.
Came in.
Yeah, their
and,
bench.
Yeah, they added Durant, but they lost, you know, some very valuable and key pieces to a team that didn't even win the championship last year, but made a hell of a run at it.
Yep.
So, yeah, they're weakened a little. And it's, 106 to 104.
Yeah, it was tight. The they had to come from behind. You know, everybody looked like, oh, the Sixers, they'll roll them. No, they really didn't. And they haven't been rolling anybody. That snopped. That got them off the schneid. I mean, I think they had a three-game losing streak, so they're not playing well. Now, on the flip side, Cleveland blew out Detroit, and they're getting Kevin Love back in the next 7 days. That is huge.
That'll get them right.
For them.
Yeah.
They got J.R. Smith back. Now you add Kevin Love to the mix. They've signed Larry Sanders to try and make up for the void left by Andrew Bogut. We'll see what he's got left in the tank and if he straightened up his stuff, we'll just say. But overall, Cleveland just keeps trying to grasp at every last straw, trying to make sure they're loaded up for the playoffs. LaMarcus Aldridge has gotten the clear now to play again after the heart arrhythmia.
So he did. That's good.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that yet.
Very and good. I expected him to be back shortly because he had a certain, was it like a year or two ago, he had the same kind of episode with this. So they know he has it. They know it's not life-threatening. They were just wanting to make sure. And God bless him for being overly cautious. But he's cleared to play.
Very good.
He may even play tonight. Portland is at San Antonio tonight. So, again, but if you look at the East, I mean, those powers that be, Boston already went through that where they had a downturn. You know, Toronto's had all the injuries. Kyle Lowry's still out. So when you look at the standings and you look at the playoffs and you think, well, you know, who would have thought the Celtics are the 2 seed right now in the East and the Wizards are the 3? You know?
Yeah, and they've been bouncing up and down. They were they had taken over that 2 spot for a minute.
Yeah. And the Celtics, for all their struggles, you know, they're still in the 2, but tied in the loss column with Washington. And then Toronto, who everybody thought was the second best team in the East, is in the 4 spot. They are 3 back of both Washington and Boston, and the Cavs are just going to, no matter what they do, they'll end up being in the top spot. But the West is where it gets fun. You know, now Golden State and San Antonio, both with 14 losses, are essentially tied for the 1. Rockets 7 back of both of them. So like I said, they're not going anywhere. However, there is a great race right now between Utah and the Clippers. Clippers are 2 back of Utah, who's in the 4 spot. And then the bottom of the West is anybody's business. But the Rockets now have 2 games coming up against the Nuggets. And oh, by the way, the Denver Nuggets are the 8 spot. That's impressive for a team that no one gave a shot to sniff the top eight.
Yeah. I mean, they're sub 500, but that is good that they're holding up there in the eight. And don't look now, but your New Orleans Pelicans have won two in a row.
Yeah, they did. They won again last night. Yep. Your New Orleans Pelicans are still five games out of the eight spot in the West.
Yeah, that's true.
As you look at it, the question I was going to ask you guys, because I heard it broached with someone, I think, in another sport. Are you guys okay with teams under 500 making the playoffs?
Oh, that was Garnett's question to
Ray Lewis.
Ray Lewis on
Good call.
Area 21.
Right. Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing. I want a twofold because you guys both know the league. But my question is, one, are you okay with teams under 500 making it? And two, are you okay if the playoffs were set up, regardless of conference, to take just the top 16 best teams?
Now, that I would prefer. I'm okay with sub 500 teams making it. But what I would like to see is you take the best 16 teams first. And if the bottom of those happen to be, you know, a couple of sub 500 teams, well, then that's just what you have in the league right now. But what I don't like is that in some cases in the East, you've had, you know, the 6, 7, and 8 seeds be sub 500 or really poor records, right at 500 or right above. And in the West, you had teams not making the playoffs that had a better record than teams in the East that were. And that's where I think, I don't like that as much. You're not getting the best basketball teams in the NBA in the playoffs when that happens.
Nick?
I'm okay with this. I don't know if this is like a purist or more traditional approach. I'm okay with the 8 seeds on the West and the 8 seeds on the East. And the reason why is because, for the most part, each year in the NBA, the right team wins. It's way more predictable than the NFL. And if the top 16 teams make it, I mean, I don't think it's going to make that much of a difference in the end result. I just don't think so.
Looking at the Eastern Conference this year,
some of the 9 and 10 seeds in the past in the West would be, you know, remember there was a couple years ago where the Rockets missed out. They were the 9 seed. Yeah. And they talked about we would have been the 7 or 6 seed in the East.
Or better. I think it might have even been higher.
Yeah.
Now, I was just looking
at
it as we were speaking.
That's a big difference in depth.
This year, only the 7 and the 8 in the East are under 500.
Right.
In years past, there was 3, 4 deep. Yeah, there was 3 and 4 deep in the East.
So my question, go ahead.
No, but I was going to say to Nick, to your point, when looking at this right now, because you mentioned that, the 9 seed right now, in the East, you might have an argument. Even the 9 and 10, because they're decent teams. They've been playing, one's been playing better, the other's been playing worse. Mm-hmm. But the Bulls, who still feature Jimmy Butler and Dwayne Wade and Rondo and those guys, and then the Heat, who lost everybody early but made that push, capitalizing on that comeback with the Rockets to go on like a 10 or 11 game winning streak. But they're decent.
Yeah. And I'm okay with below 500 teams making it to the playoffs. But at the end of the day, I think the teams should earn their way in the regular season. That's the way it's been set up. And we all agree that the best four teams is what? Cleveland, Golden State, Houston, and San Antonio.
Yeah.
If you take the top 16 teams, are those four teams not going to be at least close to the Final Four at the end of that? I would argue yes. And that's the reason why I'm okay. I don't think you change it. I think there's more room for this type of discussion in the NFL playoffs. There's many more things that you can do to make it better.
If we combined it, you know where the Rockets would be? Or if we just moved the Rockets to the East, you know where they'd be?
Number one or two.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. One game up on the Cavs.
Right now, there's three teams in the NBA that have clinched a playoff berth, and they're all in the West. Warriors, Spurs, and Rockets.
I mean, it's an interesting discussion. I just like the way. The one thing that I might change, and I've kind of been one that said it, but the NBA playoffs can kind of be long. And I remember before the first round was a best of five, right, Joel?
Instead of a best of seven. Used to be opening round best of
five. So maybe you can go back to they're not going to pass up on the commercial ad dollars and the money and the TV money that comes along with it. Maybe the NBA playoffs is a bit long, but I'm okay with the eight teams on the West and 8 on the East. So,
yeah, I mean, here's the thing too. The NBA is never not going to stick with that 7-game series approach in the opening round because it's extra coin. And the owners are going to be all over it because they're going to collect all the extra coin and the TV ratings and all that other stuff. But, yeah, I mean, for a lot of reasons, you look at it that, you know, that was the opportunity to get out of a first-round series quickly and get healthy for the rest of the playoffs.
Yeah, and I think the best point that you make, though, is about the money. That's why those guys are going to give it up and go. I mean, the suffering teams in the East, or even if they're in the West, they still want that playoff money no matter what. So, all right, guys, listen up. I want to tell you, if you need to sell your home and you need to do so quickly, the folks over at Gulf State Home Buyers say, no problem, we'll buy it from you. If you're trying to get out from under that house quickly, but you can't because you're held up by back taxes, delinquent HOA dues, divorce, bankruptcy, foreclosure, We've all seen the unemployment rise here in Houston from the downturn in the oil market. Give Gulf State Home Buyers a call at 281-717-6100 and let them help you. They'll make you a cash offer. They take care of all the paperwork from the beginning of the process all the way through the closing. Make that call, sit back, relax, and let their team of professionals handle everything for you. They have attorneys, title companies, an outstanding and professional in-house staff that will show you a stress-free way to sell your home. 281-717-6100. Get a clear understanding of your situation right now when you call them. Title issues, quick closings. They can answer your questions, but you need to call them. That's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web at gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hello. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl.
Once again, in the interest of being fair, I let it play until we got to the actual part of the song.
I do want to point out that not a single person knew who the hell OG Style was. Catch them slipping. And I knew our youngish listener base would have no idea about that real, authentic, old school H-Town hip hop.
Better start pandering.
No, I need to. Because I had a bunch more I wanted to play, but I'm like, now I recognize no one knows. All they know is about the time that UGK went commercial. That's literally when their knowledge of Houston hip hop
like
starts.
It's like 92 on.
Later than that. Like
halfway through the break, 97. Because halfway through the break, I could hear him screaming at someone.
What?
Saying that there was a way that they could hack into the voters' computers to try and get him a W.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I didn't either because you were speaking in Russian. But at least at the end of the day, it looked like you might have had a chance to rock the vote.
No.
All right. No. Okay. Yeah, I see that. We got a caller on the NBA playoffs, struck a nerve with somebody. Mark wants to get in here and talk. What's up, Mark?
What's up, Barry and Joel?
What up, man?
So, I think I have a solution for those that don't like the teams having a sub-500 or below-500 record for the playoffs. So what you do is, you know, you get your top 16 teams, whatever, and then once you find out who your top 16 teams are, you split them up between odd and even numbers. So that way, you know, you can play the top 16 teams and then all that stuff, you know, however you want to do it goes about. And there you go.
What?
I get what he's saying. He's saying basically like the odd numbers, like you pick the top 16 teams and you have the evens play the evens, odds play odds. Is that what you're saying, Mark?
Yeah, so basically, like, you know, you get your 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, blah, 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 and then they'll have the top seed and the second seed of that section, you know, and then vice versa, the odds on the even side, you know.
So it's essentially how you do divisions in fantasy football. When you have like a 12-person draft, you have the odds in one division and the evens in the other, and then you seed accordingly.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right, well, there's something to think about. I mean, look. I mean,
I
the thing
is,
what
the
I'm kind of
talking about.
I think it would end up in the same result. I think the top four teams would still end up at the end, and it wouldn't change the end result. I really believe that.
You might be right. I mean, I you know, somebody was who was it? Juan on Twitter was saying he doesn't think LeBron wins his titles in the East if it's tougher, you know, if the West, if it was as tough as the West, like if San Antonio was in the East, would LeBron have won? And I think one, you're discounting the big three in Miami and what that Cavs team did. The Cavs team beat quite possibly the best team in the last 15 years in basketball in Golden State and what they did. Coming back from 3-1. So don't sleep on LeBron's
mention the other big three and the reason why he didn't win them early. Because the fact that Boston had the big three there, too.
Great point.
So, yeah, again, the bottom half of the East was bad.
Garbage.
But the top half had teams, as was evident by the teams that ended up winning it, even when he didn't win it. I mean, it's like, and I go back to the MVP discussion as well, just to say, we can sit there and debate who the MVP is this year. It is almost impossible to debate who the best player in the league has been and the MVP of the last 10 years and
no
more.
Doubt. It's like, I mean, it's almost like when Jordan played. You knew Jordan was the best basketball player on the planet, but he wasn't going to win MVP every year. They were going to mix it up a little bit, but and it would almost just be, it would be too easy and almost unfair to give it to LeBron every year. But there's no doubt he's the best basketball player on the planet, I think. And
right now.
Yes.
Yep.
And you know, we can sit here and talk all day long about Harden or Westbrook and the numbers they're putting up, but come on. If you're starting a team, it always goes back to who's the first player you take if you mix all the players up and you got to pick from scratch. You're taking LeBron as your number one.
Everyone. Anybody can find lightning in a bottle for a year. But the biggest way to back up what Barry just said is his highs are as high as anybody has had highs in the last 10 plus years. But his lows are never as low as the guys that have fall off. So, for example, Harden had a big year 2 years ago when he was battling Steph Curry for the MVP, but then dropped off last year. From a team perspective, numbers were still pretty good, but lost a lot of credibility with a lot of people in the league based on the fact that they said, you know, one-man band, taking too many shots, too many turnovers, whatever, then climbed back up. The consistency with LeBron has been fantastic. Where it gets blown out of proportion, too, is the fact that when you catch lightning in a bottle like this year and they start doing things statistically like Westbrook is doing, and I don't think anybody, if you're not more than a casual observer of the NBA, and even for those of us that watch it pretty consistently, hard to believe the differential between James Harden's triple-doubles and Russell Westbrook's.
Yeah.
When I saw it the other and know that Westbrook has doubled the amount of triple-doubles that Harden has, that's pretty amazing. But again, that's the epiphany where you get lightning in a bottle and say, this is the first time that this is close to happening since 1961-62. It's going to catch people's eye. But overall, Westbrook has had some years not close to this. Harden has, but consistency wise, LeBron has just maintained throughout the last decade or more that's why he is the best player that's playing the game today.
But let me ask you this: if you switched Westbrook and Harden, mm-hmm. would Westbrook get as many triple doubles on this Rockets team with the rebounding that they have?
I think Westbrook would get more rebounds. Because you don't have Steven Adams, because you don't have Cantor, because you don't have Sabonis, you don't have
So you think
the
he
bigs.
Puts up more triple-doubles with the Rockets than
I don't know about triple-doubles now.
That's what I'm asking, because that's the key. He's going to get his assist on this team, on the Rockets team. He's going to get his points.
So I was worried about his assist.
Who, Harden?
No. Westbrook.
At the Thunder. But I'm saying he's going to get more assists with the Rockets, but his rebounding numbers probably go down.
I think his rebounding numbers would go up. I think his assist numbers wouldn't be as good with the Rockets, and I also think his scoring would go down with the Rockets because he's a scorer, not a shooter, and because of a lot of the shots that James is taking are threes, and Westbrook's not a great 3-point shooter. So I think his points per game would go down. I think his rebounds would go up, and I think his assists would go down because with this system, and has unselfish and not two things. Harden's unselfish as a passer now. Because he trusts his guys, but also his court vision. Dare I say, as much as I say, Kyrie's got the best handles. James has some of the best eyes in the game, so it'd be interesting. So yeah, I mean, before we go to break, I just want to let everybody know Barry has all the confidence in the world in me, and he believes in me on a daily basis. This makes it fun to be in this studio. Right now, Infuse Energy is what I want to tell you about, because Infuse Energy is a locally owned and operated company that gives you the best plan for your energy needs, whether you be a business, and or for your home and personal use. Because Josh Pesikoff and his crew make sure that there is a human being at the end of the phone every time you call, because they're going to take the time to ask, when do you use the most energy? When do you not need it as much? And then tailor make a plan for you so that you get it when you need it and you don't have to pay for it when you don't use it. 100% green energy at your fingertips. You can sign up to choose a green plan, which offsets your electricity use with a renewable energy credit and also helps decrease your carbon footprint. Again, affordable, hassle-free, no BS, no crap, no getting you signed up for a plan that benefits the company more than it benefits you. And when it expires, they get to charge you the rate that they want to charge you instead of the rate that you need. They make sure it's a plan that fits your needs. 844-INFUSE-2, 844-INFUSE-2, or head over to infuseenergy.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, let's rodeo, Houston. The rodeo kicks off today. We've got the world famous... Would you say world famous, Nick?
I would know.
I would say the world famous Thomas Rhett. This is his song. It goes like this.
How's it going?
Like this. And he will be at the rodeo. For just $18, you can see the best music, rodeo action, shopping, dining, and carnival fun. Buy your tickets at rodeohouston.com. So you can catch Thomas Rhett as it goes like this. The world famous.
So you, what happened? You got disqualified or something? No, I got credit for that last song.
Yeah, you got credit.
You get disqualified for playing this song.
I don't get disqualified. What are you talking about?
2000.
You're such a jerk. Everyone knows that we've been playing rodeo music at the bottom of the hour all 3 hours. Don't try to get me just because you know my list is fire.
Fire.
Because my list is fire. Someone on the text goes, well, Nick wins with the Dr. Dre. Bro, this is my hour.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
This is my hour, yo. 3 o'clock, it started Barry time. Stop. Barry time.
So Joel had the first hour. I had the
Nestor Carmona declared, well, Joel, sorry, but it's a two-man race between Nick and Barry. Can't win them all.
So this is from the guy that inked me in as the winner in
yeah,
the first
with
hour.
The very first song. Yeah.
That's why the voting is
this
all
is
screwed
exactly.
Up.
Exactly. This is why it's a travesty. It's a travesty and mockery.
The Russian judge has chimed in for the 15th time. He's changed his vote. His last name's Carmona, but I'm telling you.
This is a mess. Here's what we're going to do. I had this idea. What do you guys think about this? All right. For way back Wednesday.
No matter what, we're all in.
For way back Wednesday, what we'll do is at the end of each hour, we'll publish our
playlist
on Twitter. We'll just tweet it out. And it'll be a picture of all the songs we played. And then for like the last half segment or maybe last segment, we'll put up a poll and the people can vote at who won Way Back Wednesday. What do you think? What do you think about that?
Just
get the votes on Twitter.
With that.
I can tweet it out.
Because it's hard. I mean, you get guys like Nestor Carmona who are more wishy-washy than a girl that can't stick to one.
He just changed his vote again. One. Nick, you just won.
Yeah, way to go, Nick.
Nick, you just won.
Nestor's over here. Joe won. Nick won. Oh, sorry, Barry's winning. Like, yeah, that's such a girl move.
Barry
Nestor.
Clinton just screwed up the election when he had it won.
I had it in the bag and blew it.
Boom.
That's all right.
Just like
the
other
Clinton.
Over, Johnny.
Yeah, whatever. Look, see, I'm in favor of Barry getting disqualified. This is what El Jefe says. This is why El Jefe, I'm going to ban him from Twitter. I'm going to block him. I'm going to the Twitter.
He becomes Josh full-time 24
hours. No, I'm
going
to the core of Twitter, and I'm going to disable his account. I'm going to hack
there
him
it is.
And disable
That's
his account.
That's exactly what I was talking about from the last break. He was trying to find ways to sway the vote by fixing it electronically.
Yeah,
Nick,
yeah,
write
yeah.
it down. He knows Russian people that were going to mess with our accounts. I told you this.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to go
El Jefe
Joel.
Is just Josh 24 hours a day to Barry now.
I'm going
to
go Joel and cheat.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're getting, like, a lot of people are suggesting songs. And they obviously don't listen to every Way Back Wednesday because a lot of people are suggesting songs we've played in the last 2 weeks.
And we even said this week we can't have repeats.
And suggesting songs today doesn't help because if we're responsible, we turn our lists in early in the week. If you're Joel, you turn them in the morning of. But
I got stuff to do,
kids. The lists are already in, so we're not changing them. But you do give us ideas for next time. So there you go.
I mean, look, I'd love to be working on this 7 days in advance like you did this week, but I got a family and I got stuff to do.
I had the stench of the idea that I had last time to wash off of me. So, yeah, I was on it early. And again, all I did was
you peed down your own leg.
I took...
That was your own doing.
I took last week's list that I originally sent and modified it slightly. I tweaked it a little. One, because some of the songs were already being played, and two, because I had to give a little more oomph. There you go. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You Akeem Tlaib'd last week.
Yeah, that's probably.
Yeah, you shot yourself in the foot. So?
Yeah.
You pass the hole up and you go.
El Jefe does have a good point about the playlist and the voting. Don't say whose hour is whose because everyone hates Barry, so they won't vote for him.
Perfect idea.
So just post the lists and see who chooses who on Twitter.
El Jefe is not allowed back on Twitter.
He's allowed? Yeah, yes, he is. He's redeemed himself.
He is absolutely vindicated.
He's totally redeemed himself. And I think that's a great idea. So that's what we'll do going forward. You guys better get on Twitter. So you can vote in this all-important weekly election that is Way Back Wednesday.
And by the way, because we're also getting prodded to do this, but we've already done this. But we want to make sure, and I'll tweet it out for you guys too. There's a link. But you guys, we have so much fun on this show. We always tell you it's interactive. But with March Madness upon us and everybody getting into the tournament, you guys need to get to our link free of charge, fill out a bracket, and then see how you do against all of us here at the station. Nick's got a bracket. Barry's got one. I got one. You talk about Raheel and John and everybody, top to finish, AJ, Fred. Join us. No cost. You can win some prizes. We can't, obviously, but then you can talk more crap if your bracket did better than ours. And if West Virginia wins at all, you all are in for a load of trouble.
I don't have West Virginia winning.
You have
at
it
all.
In there. Okay. Let me put it this way. If they win at all, okay. But if they get to the Final Four, it is yours, hands down.
Yeah.
You win the whole damn thing.
Yeah. What a shock that someone would pick a 4 seed to make it to the Final Four. That's never happened in the NCAA brackets before.
Sometimes the numbers.
Go look at BPI, bro. BPI don't lie.
I'm fine with my bracket.
The BPI don't lie, bro.
So it's GalMedia/brackets, plural, and then just follow the directions to fill out, sign up, get your bracket in. And we want as many as we can get. It should be a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
And it'll make the whole experience fun for the next month.
The more the merrier, because I would love to whoop everyone's ass out there that's listening right now. Just a whooping. A whooping.
Oh, boy.
What?
I'm just letting you roll like a barrel downhill, so continue.
A whooping. Do you know what West Virginia's BPI is? Now, their RPI, not as good, but you understand the difference between the two, right? RPI and the BPI.
And plus, if you don't, you can go back on the podcast and hear you break it down, which was some of the most compelling podcast material we've had.
I think some people get into that. I really do. Why would they have it if
people don't? He also has an office down at the Big Sequoia, down on La Branch.
West Virginia's BPI is a 7, and if you look at their matchups, that it makes a lot of sense on why you would have West Virginia advancing. All right, I'm just telling you. Notre Dame has a 22 if they were to meet them in the second round.
Okay.
Gonzaga has a 2. I'll take a 7 and a 2. I'll take that upset. Gonzaga's not as good as you think. Deal with it.
First of all, I'd have to have a chance to make a statement on Gonzaga before you could tell me they're not as good
as
I think.
Oh, what? You mean Barry got the last word for once? Oh, yes!
For once, every time, every day, all the time.
Nick, who closes out every segment?
Well, Joel usually does.
Thank you. Yes, I win. I've totally won this day.
But Joel usually does.
I've totally won this day. Hey, I'm giving away 2 tickets to my show. See, look at that. You didn't even get to scream about the weekend. I want to give away 2 tickets to my show Thursday at the Houston Improv. Joel's leaving. Thursday, Houston Improv. Show starts at 8 o'clock. We'll do this. I'll give away 2 tickets to the first 5 callers. So each of the first 5 callers will get 2 tickets. All you got to do is leave your name. I'll leave the tickets at the box office. How about that? You want to do that?
That works.
First five callers, two tickets. Houston Improv. They'll be waiting on you, for you under your name. Right now, call in. Word. We'll be back right after this.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Barry, Nick, slice to Joel. Here until 4, I've already seen Fred, Jong, and AJ in a side studio, so I know that they're preparing for the Blitz. Ezekiel Elliott, boys. You'd think that he probably had learned a lesson or two about some things. Had a great rookie season. I know you Cowboy fans were doing this purposely in the last segment, so you can't call and bother us the rest of the show. But at the same time, when do you start getting to the point where you're a little concerned about this young man? And the first thing that came to my mind was Le'Veon Bell. Guys got all the these guys have all the talent in the world. Just kind of get a grip on it off the field. If you missed
it. Oh, don't get a grip on it. That's probably the poor choice of words.
In private, you can, but at the same time, look, I mean, now Ezekiel Elliott, if you missed it, he already had, he's still, I think, to some degree, fighting through, a sexual assault issue?
Is he still fighting through that? I thought that was over and resolved.
I don't know if it was completed, and also the NFL was then considering taking action against him on that one. But now he's.
I don't want to speak out of turn on that.
Yeah, I'm just. That's just. I'm just speculating on what I had read. I don't know if it's over with. I know the NFL and Jerry Jones was still worried that they still might punish him for that. But then he's at a St. Patrick's Day party, and he decides to yank the top down.
Yeah, he dropped the top like Fat Pat.
Yeah. Only not on. Well, Pat and Patricia were both present, but what he dropped the top on were the twins, and they were fully exposed on a female, and it's not going over too well.
No, it's not. You shouldn't. I mean, you could see that the girl. Like, have you seen the video? Have you watched it?
I did,
and you could see that she's like, "Oh, what? You want to see these bad boys? Like, you want to see all this?" And she's like trying to be all teasy, whatever. And he's like, "All right," and he pulls it down. And one of her girls falls out, and she like jumps back. But then it isn't in the video that TMZ has. But I hear that there's more to the video where again she goes to act like she's going to pull her shirt down. He reaches over, and she slaps his hand.
That's the one I saw.
She slaps his hand, and then she pulls her shirt down herself.
No,
yeah, that's what I heard. That's what I was told.
You guys the one link.
So. To me at that point, like maybe, you know, yeah, I don't know if he's disciplined because if she doesn't follow up with anything, like if she was like, oh yeah, I don't care that he did that, then what's the big deal? If she knows him or she was comfortable with that, what's the problem? If she's out there pulling him down anyways and she doesn't have a problem with it. Now, if she comes forward and says, yeah, he violated my privacy and, you know, that was uncalled for and she, you know, presses charges, whatever, totally different ballgame. But I think a lot of it depends on how she reacts or what she did or will do.
So she laughed it off. The video that I saw.
And this is old too. This isn't like just. I mean, recent. This is last year. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just watched the 22-second video on TMZ, and it looked like right after he did it, she kind of laughed it off.
Well,
but it doesn't necessarily mean she's okay with it.
Right. Right.
So I want to point that out.
Okay.
And according to ProFootballTalk.com, he is still under investigation from the assault of the girlfriend last year. So that's still a pending case. For Ezekiel Elliott. So I mean, yeah. I mean, if you look at the video, it looked like she was kind of egging him on, but I can't tell if she was genuinely okay with it, like you mentioned, when he actually did it. But he is still under investigation, so he shouldn't be doing something like that.
I'm just pissed that the only video I've seen has a black bar across the breast.
Yeah, that's what I see.
You got
to watch these videos early if you want to get the uncensored version.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, and that's, the thing
that's,
is,
that's
too.
The, Joel showed me one. That's the one I saw. I've seen already, Joel. There's another one, though, that they said that it happens again.
Oh, is that
he
right?
He reaches out, she slaps his hand, and then she does it.
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
know if
look,
that's true
and don't
or
try
not.
To get. I don't first know if that's of all, she's got to realize if she's trying to get paid, that's a problem. But if he did this and he doesn't realize in the public eye whether it happened a year, look, these things are going to resurface.
Yep.
And you just got to be smarter than that. So it's a problem because this is not the first go round for Ezekiel Elliott on subjects like this. And with all the talent in the world on the field, it doesn't matter if you've got problems like this off the field. I mean, look, you can look across the globe and there's going to be issues that come up that are going to have people question. But if you're a professional athlete, you're under the microscope. Look at Mixon. I mean, Mixon, that's a huge mistake, and he's still paying for it. And you got to be, you know, you just got to be smarter than that. One, in Mixon's case, you just don't do that to a female. You just don't do it. Yeah. But in Ezekiel Elliott's case, it's still a female, and you don't do that either. And you may think that she's okay with it and she's game with it, but don't take that chance.
Yeah.
You know, just don't take that chance.
And you bring up Mixon, and that's another thing. Did you see where they were saying that his draft stock is now rising?
Rising. Yeah.
I find that hard to believe. I don't know if I'm a team that I want to take that. I mean, I think he'll get drafted, but rising? Why are you moving a guy like that up your draft board?
Well, and here's the thing, too. I don't know if you guys saw this part of it, but guess who brought him in to have a personal one-on-one so that they consider drafting him?
Not Bob McNair.
No, but of course not Bob McNair, but okay, take the other end of the spectrum.
So yeah.
Who's the one team that shouldn't?
The Cowboys.
The Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh, no.
When you got Vontaze Burfict and Pac-Man Jones costing you a playoff game 2 years ago and all the crap and all the heat that they get, and they're publicly admitting they brought him in, they're interviewing him, and they're considering him.
Yeah.
Holy goodness gracious, don't do it.
Yeah, probably not the best idea. No. Same with the Cowboys. By the way, somebody texted and said, hey, Barry, for the improv tickets that I won, do I just ask for them at the door? Your names for the five winners... Your names will be left at the box office. You show up. You give them your name. Your name will be on my list with a plus one on my VIP list.
Say, so Barry, I was wondering, can you explain to me if I get these tickets? What's the process for me to be able to execute this with a guest?
How do you know he sounds like that?
You go.
I'm not saying anybody sounds like that. I'm acting like just an inquisitive young man trying to figure out what I do on date night. And do I get the two-drink minimum cover, too, or do I got to buy them drinks?
It is a two-item minimum. That's how every comedy club in the nation
works. Do I have to tip my bartenders and waitstaff?
Yeah, or you're an a-hole if you don't tip.
Well, dang it, I just want the tickets.
No.
Tell me how I win them
again. You get in for free. You still got to buy drinks and tip. Don't be cheap.
Can I just get the tickets?
No.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, you can, but you're not coming in if you're not going to buy two drinks.
If I got a ticket, I'm in, brother.
Yeah, that's true. And then they'll
they got to catch me.
Yeah, let's just run around listening
to
Joe.
It's like what was the game we played as a kid? Rumble fumble. I got the ball. I'm just running around. You got to catch me.
What is rumble fumble? Is that like tackle the man with the ball?
Yeah, there's other names for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
Too,
smear
yeah,
the. Yeah,
yeah. We called it rumble fumble.
Yeah, we called it smear the inappropriate
That's
word
not
to be using
to me
now.
No.
I saw this thing. I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you said rumble fumble, it made me. Have you ever seen this thing? The NASCAR did it. The Penske team did it. There's a video of it. And there's this old game as a kid where you shoved marshmallows in your mouth and said fluffy bunny or chunky bunny.
Fuzzy bunny, right?
Fuzzy bunny. And you have to see how many marshmallows you're doing one at a time, and you put a marshmallow in your mouth and you say fuzzy bunny. And then you put another marshmallow in your mouth and you keep going. So you see how many marshmallows you can get in there without gagging, because apparently at some point they start filling out. They hit that gag button in the back, whatever that thing is, that thing that hangs down.
The
medulla, no.
Something reflex or something like that.
Whatever the hell
gag
that,
reflex.
Yeah, whatever the hell that thing is. I just call it the speed bag.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
It's the speed bag. It just looks like
a
speed bag.
It does look like one, yes. But, or another bag.
Yes.
Can't say that till tomorrow, Nick.
It's your throat testicles.
Yeah, can't say that till tomorrow, Nick, but a tea bag is a tea bag no matter how you look at it.
Yeah. Uh-oh. That's P.E.
I know exactly who it is.
You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's a win. That's a win for Barry right there. Public enemy.
Keep hoping, wishing, and praying.
I win. Sorry, guys.
The Blitz get to start off their show with
Public
Cowboy
Enemy
Talk.
Hey, Ken wants to talk Ezekiel Elliott, and we don't have time. Sorry, Ken. You'll have to see if the Blitz will take that call, because we have to go.
I do want to tell you, the all world, the way I wanted, I sent this to you guys. I found it late in the game. But the greatest thing ever, in a Catholic League basketball game, there was a rather portly young man that was shooting free throws. And one of the people in the stands yells out, "It's okay. He's their worst shooter." He hit the first one. And then after he proceeded to hit the second one, he turned around and looked at the guy and said, "That's for your wife." That is just awesome. That is the way you walk away a winner in my book. Regardless of your playlist, you're able to execute that. And it's backed up. 18-year-old kid, Catholic League youth basketball game, and he drills a guy who was a heckler in the stands with that one. Game on. I love it. All right, so for the next 2 days, one quick reminder, just to let you know, we're not on the air due to the NCAA tournament games. We are going to be on the stream. That means Barry can cuss till his heart's content, and you have nothing to say about it. So you're be ready to be right. offended. You can get us at...
So it's a wrap. I won this way back
no,
Wednesday,
no,
right?
No one's voting.
Head to ESPN975.com, where you can listen online during your workday at your computer. But then download the app, take us anywhere, and you'll be able to hear the next 2 days of the show. Otherwise, we'll talk to you, depending on your tech savvy, tomorrow and Friday, or we'll talk to you next Monday. We are ESPN975.
ESPN 97.5.